This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Anatole Levin at the Quincy Institute. The fear of a wider war has been part of the conversation about the Ukraine conflict since the beginning. The United States and its allies fear a wider war. Why NATO doesn't get involved. Another way of talking about a wider war is a war with nuclear weapons in the arsenal. Here, Anatole looks ahead to a war with Russia directly, U.S.-Russia, without nuclear weapons being used, both sides restrained. And yet, what would it look like, and what would it encourage, and what does the globe do with a war between two superpowers, both nuclear-armed, and agreeing not to use the nukes so far? What about the outsiders, the ones watching? What about China, Anatole asks. Anatole Levin, a war between Washington and Moscow without nukes.
Of course, even a war that did not escalate to nuclear war would require the United States to deploy in order to win reasonably quickly and at low cost the greater part of its air force to Europe. To defeat the Russians. It would require the US Navy to impose a naval blockade on all Russian maritime trade. Well, you can just imagine the opportunity that would present to China and to Iran. Unfortunately, I mean, much of US policy over the past generation has really driven all the potential rivals of America together, which means that one really serious crisis in one part of the world is very likely to spread to another.
More of this later.